I want to share with you 2018. It's a new year, and I'm really looking forward to it. We had a good break. We have some new staff, and it's a new season. And I'm really looking forward to this year. And not only did we have a good break, and we have some new staff, and we're looking forward to a new season, there's also an amazing group of people that meets every Sunday. And we're very excited to be part of you. So we're very excited about this year coming forward, to be part of this community. We were all growing together. We're discovering more of God. We're discovering more of His love for us. We're discovering more of His kingdom on His way, and also His plan that He has for us. And it's really a privilege to be together in this year. I love this church, growing together to become more like Jesus, loving God more and loving others. And as I was praying and asking God what is on His heart for us this year, I was asking God, Lord, as we start this new year, what is on Your heart? What is Your word for us as a church? But not just for us as a church. I was really asking God, give me a word to share, not just for us, but for each and every one individually. God, what is on Your heart for us for 2018? Lord, what word is there that You can speak to us that will carry us through this year, that will encourage us, that will be like a guide to us for this year? And then God spoke to me, and I love it when God speaks. His word is so powerful. It's life. It's so simple, yet it is so profound. And this is the word I believe God spoke to me. And it's not just for us as a church, it's for us as individuals. It's a very simple word. God said, I am with you. I am with you. So I just want you to close your eyes for a moment, and I just want you to just let this word sink in for 2018. Or God is saying, I am with you. I am with you. And this next year, no matter what you're going to face, this is what I believe God is saying to all of us personally. I am with you. In Isaiah 41 verse 10, God says, fear not, for I am with you. Nor be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you, and I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. I am with you. This is 2018. God is with you. Do not be afraid in 2018. Do not be discouraged, because God is with you. God says, I will strengthen you, I will help you, and I will uphold you. That's 2018. As a matter of fact, that's 2019, 20, 21. It's not going to stop. Because God says, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you. But just to remind us in this year, God is saying, I am with you. No matter what you're going to face, no matter what you're going to go through, God is saying, I am with you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. I am with you. I will strengthen you. If you feel weak, if you're tired and weary, God is saying this morning to you, I'm not just with you, I will strengthen you. And maybe you're here this morning and you feel overwhelmed. God is saying, do not be afraid. I am with you. I will help you. If you feel helpless, God is saying, I will help you. And maybe you're here this morning and you feel as if you have lost your strength, you are falling, you are stumbling. God is saying, do not be afraid. I am with you. I will uphold you. I will carry you. It is the God that we serve. He is the creator of the universe. He is the sustainer of the universe. And God Himself is saying, I'm with you. So I do not know what 2018 is going to hold for you and me, but even if you come to that point where you feel helpless or powerless or overwhelmed, know that God is with you. Maybe God is calling you like Abram to let go of something familiar. Maybe God's going to call you to go somewhere unknown. And you have to let go of some people. You've got to let go of some things that are comfortable and secure. And God's going to challenge you to go somewhere. God is saying, do not be afraid. I am with you. I'm going to lead you. I'm going to lead you. Maybe you're going to face a challenge that's beyond your capacity, like Moses, when God called Moses to lead the Israelites out of Egypt under the power of the mighty empire of the Pharaoh. Maybe God's going to call you to something that's far beyond your capacity and your ability. God is saying, do not be afraid. I am with you. I will strengthen you. I will help you. Or maybe you're going to be like Joshua. You're going to take over a position or being given a responsibility, and you know you don't have the capacity. You don't have the strength for this. God says, do not be afraid. I'm with you. I will strengthen you. Or maybe you're going to be like Joseph, and you've received these dreams from God, and you're facing one setback after the other. And even though you know what God has called you to, you're just facing the one setback after the other, and God is saying, do not be afraid. I'm with you. Do not be dismayed or discouraged, because I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to leave you. Maybe when you face these setbacks, you stumble. And you're about to fall. God says, do not be afraid. I'm with you. I'm going to uphold you. I'm going to catch you. And I'm going to pick you up again. And I'm going to keep you upright that you will not fall. Because I'm with you. Maybe you're going to be like David facing the valley of the shadow of death. God is saying, do not be afraid. I'm with you. Maybe you're going to walk out of that valley like David. Or maybe you're going to go through the valley like David. And you're going to say, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because you are with me. Because you are with me. Isaiah 43, God says, but now, says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you, for I am the Lord your God. Fear not, for I am with you. God never promised to take away the storms and still the rivers. He can't do that. But what he did promise is, if you go through that river, I'm going to be with you and you will not be overwhelmed. For I am your Lord, your God. Fear not, for I am with you. That is the word for us today, and I trust that it will sink in and it will grow in our hearts. And we will never forget that God says, I am with you. What does this mean? Well, Romans 8 verse 31 puts it so beautiful. It says, what shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? If God is for you in 2018, who can be against you? If God is with you, what can you possibly fear? He is the creator of the universe. He is the sustainer of the universe. He is the all-knowing, all-powerful, eternal God. And he says, you are mine. I have redeemed you. Do not be afraid. I'm with you. If God is for us, Who can be against us? He did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God and also makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword, as it is written, for your sakes we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor things present nor things to come, nor height nor depth nor other created things shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. If God is for you, who can be against you? It's not only that God is for you, and nothing is impossible for God. It's not only that God is with you, and we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. It is nothing can separate you from him. Even if you stumble, he will uphold you. So in 2018, fear not. Isaiah 41 verse 10. Fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you, and I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. I am with you. How do we respond to this? Well, we respond to this in faith, in courage, and in worship. This is how we respond to this amazing word that God has given each and every one of us. In the absence of faith, fear grows. The opposite of faith is fear, and we see that so clearly. Jesus sailed with his disciples and he was sleeping in the boat and a storm came. We know that story. And the storm was great and the boat was beginning to fill with water and it was starting to sink, and the fishermen were afraid. And they cried out in fear. And in Matthew 8 we read, and his disciples went to woke him saying, Lord, save us. We're going to drown. They were afraid. And Jesus replied, you of little faith, why are you so afraid? Don't you know I'm in your boat? I'm with you. Why are you afraid? I am with you. You see, fear drowns our faith. God called Peter to step out on the water. God called Peter to step out in faith. And Peter bravely took that leap of faith and stood on water and walked all the way close to Jesus. But then he started to look at his circumstances. And he started to fear. Matthew 14 we read, but when he saw the wind, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, Lord, save me. But Jesus didn't let him drown, did he? No, he upheld him with his right hand. He stretched out immediately. Jesus stretched out his hand and took hold of him and saying to him, oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt? Fear drowned his faith. You may hear news on the TV. You may follow the politics, the economy, the doctor's report. And fear tends to grow in our hearts. But God is saying to us, do not be afraid. I am with you. I am with you. Don't put your faith in the politics. Don't put your faith in the economics. Put your faith in God. I'd rather go through life suffering with God by my side that going through prosperity without God. There's nothing greater than having God with you. Because there's nothing you cannot overcome when He is with you. God is saying, I'm with you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. I will help you. I will strengthen you. And I will uphold you. When God says, do not fear, I'm with you, He's also saying, do not fear, have faith in me. Have faith in me. You see, fear cripples us. It slows us down. It incapacitates us. But faith makes us strong and courageous. Faith makes us strong and courageous. God spoke to Joshua. He said, no one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Only be strong and very courageous. Because I'm with you. And I'm never going to leave you nor forsake you. Fear cripples us. It slows us down. It incapacitates us. But faith makes us strong and able. In Haggai 2 verse 4, God speaks and He says, now be strong, Zerubbabel, says the Lord. And be strong, Joshua, son of Zerodadek, the high priest, and be strong, all you people of the land, says the Lord, and work, for I am with you. Be strong, be strong, be strong, and work. You see, faith cripples us. It slows us down. It incapacitates us. But faith makes us strong and courageous. Faith makes us productive. Faith is what makes us face the challenge and go through it. Fear makes us face the challenge and look for a way to escape it. But faith makes us productive. It steadies the course. It completes the work. God is saying to us, if the ushers can come forward for the communion, there are things God has planned for us. There are things God has purposed for us. For your life, for my life. God has a plan and a purpose for your life. God has a plan and a purpose for your life. And that is not to harm you. It's to give you a future and a hope. Fear will cripple you. But faith will empower you. God has a purpose and a plan for you. And God is saying, Isaiah 41, fear not. I don't know what that plan is. I don't know what that purpose is. But God is saying, fear not. I am with you. Do not be discouraged, for I am your God. God is not a dead statue. He's not a dumb idol. He's not a philosophy. He's not a false God. He's the only God. He says, do not be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. In 2018, let us hold on to Him. Let us not forget that He's with us, and let us put our trust in Him as we face whatever it may come, whatever it may be. Let us face it with confidence, because God is saying, I'm with you. He's reminding us. He's reminding us that He is with us. So as we partake this morning in communion, as we partake in the Lord's Supper, let us also do this as an act of worship. Let us leave this place being encouraged. Let us leave this place with faith that God is with us, that He will never leave us nor forsake us. But let us also thank Him. Let us thank Him for His goodness and His faithfulness. Let us worship Him. Let us remind ourselves of how much He loves us and how much He's committed to us. Because God's commitment to us is not emotional. It is a choice. It is a calculated decision that I'm going to commit myself to You. I'm going to make a covenant with You. I'm going to give You my Son. I'm going to set You free from everything that hinders You, that prevents You to walk in my purposes, to walk in my ways. And I'm going to sacrifice my own Son for You so that You may know how much I love You, so that You may be free, so that I may redeem You, call You my own, and I have all the right to sustain You because You belong to me. This is the God that we serve. This is what communion is about. God made a decision to save you. A calculated decision. And He paid a price for my life. He paid a price for your life. And that was Romans that says that God has given us His Son. Will He not with it give us all things? God has given you everything that you need. He's not going to leave you. He's not going to forsake you. He has already sacrificed His Son for your life. Why will He leave you now? He's not going to do that ever. I hope this word of Isaiah 41 will sink into your heart and remain in your heart and your mind as we go through this year. And when you face these storms and these challenges and these uncertainties, do not forget God's word and have faith in Him. Take courage and stay the course. Stay the course. Hold on to Him. Put your trust in Him. Put your faith in Him. Do not let go, because He did not let go of you. He took all my sin and He faced God's wrath and He didn't let go. And I'm saved today because of that grace that is in Him. Father, we thank You. Is there anybody that we've missed with the bread? Anybody that needs the bread? Anybody that needs a cup? There, we need some cup, some wine. Achterste ry, die middelste blok. Dankie, Leon. There's still some hands there as well. If you missed a cup, just quickly raise your hand again, please. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. And I will never leave you, and I will never forsake you. Only be strong and courageous. Only be strong and courageous. Father, we want to thank You for Your love. Can I have some bread and wine? Father, I want to thank You that You've loved us so much. That You were willing to give Your Son for us. You send Your Son into this world. And they called Him Emmanuel. God is with us. And Lord, when You went back to heaven, Lord, You didn't leave us here as orphans. You sent Your Spirit that lives in us. You have never left us. You are still with us. God, I want to thank You for Your love, for Your grace, for Your mercy. Lord, I want to thank You for Your commitment to us. Lord, I want to thank You that You are the God that moved mountains. You are the God that opened the oceans. Lord, You are the God that made a way where there seemed no way. Lord, You brought water out of the desert. You made dry bones alive, God. You rose the dead. You cleansed the lepers. You made the blind see, the deaf hear. Lord, you healed the sick, Lord. Nothing is impossible for you. And you are saying to us, I am with you. Lord, thank you that we can enter this year knowing how much you love us. Thank you, God, that we can take this bread that is your body that was broken for us, Lord, and we can remember the sacrifice that you made to prove to us how much you love us. Let us eat together and thank him. Just in your own words, just thank him for his love. Lord, as we eat this bread, Lord, we worship you for how much you loved us. As we take this cup, Lord, we thank you for how much you still love us. Because this blood is the seal, is the sign of the new covenant, Lord. It is a covenant that you made with us that you will not leave us, you will not forsake us, and that you will be with us forever, that we are washed clean. That we've been made righteous, that we have been redeemed, and we are children of God, and we have a future with you for eternity. Our destination is set before us. And Lord, that we thank you that in Christ nothing can separate us from you. Lord, I pray this morning, Lord, that we will commit ourselves today as we enter this year, that we will not let go of you. We will take your hand. We will not walk this road alone, but we will take your hand because you are with us. And Lord, so we thank you for this cup as we drink together in Jesus' name. Father, thank you for your love and your faithfulness, your presence, and your covenant towards us. We worship you. Let us just stand and we're going to sing together something.
So we're just going to sing the chorus of Our God is Greater. We sing Our God is Greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God. We sing our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than God is for us, then it could never stop us. And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? And if our God is for us, then it could never stop us. And if our God is for us, then what can stand against? And if our God is for us, then it could never stop us. And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? And if our God is for us. God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand?
Father, we thank you.
Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God. We say our God is great. Yes, our God is stronger. God, you are higher.
Yes, Father, we thank you that we can come to you this morning and we can just dedicate ourselves, we can embrace, we can take hold of, we can put our faith and our trust in you and your word. Lord, we thank you that you've promised you are with us. You will never leave us nor forsake us. You will strengthen us. You will help us. You will uphold us. And Lord, as we leave this place, Lord, let us do it in faith, in courage, and in worship. Because you are an awesome God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for coming. May God bless you. And may you have an awesome 2018.